Okay, hello everyone. My topic is about OpenSUSE Asia Summit 2012, and thank you you all coming to listening. And that is what I want to discuss about. That is agenda. Okay, first introduce myself. I'm El, and I come from Taiwan, Taipei. Then I am also some community member, then I also the chief and the organizer and the coordinator of OpenSUSE Asia Summit 2012. Then I'm also from SUSE Labs Taipei. Okay, let me talk about. Let me talk about OpenSUSE Asia Summit. First, I must grateful SUSE and OpenSUSE all sponsor to support our event, and that is very good for us. And thank you very much. And about OpenSUSE Asia Summit, that is from 2014. And that time, they really did a very good event for Asia OpenSUSE community. And that time, they made awesome things. So very lucky for us, we have the second time to have OpenSUSE Asia Summit in Taipei. And that is where we are, and we are very, very got a lot of fun there, and a lot of people have a lot of fun there. And that is a 2 days event and a 1 day workshop for the whole event. That is what our schedule. And I also do some analysis, and you can so that we got a very good balance between any different topic. And totally we got 46 submission of topic, and there is except 26, then nothing special. And I want talking about some point about this Asia Summit. The first one is speakers, and we have totally, I guess it's 23 speakers, and from different place. And Asia people is almost 18%, and 20% from Europe. And thank you very much for those speakers, give us very good talk. And we have different event types, and most is short talks, but their difficulty level is not quite high. So I think most community friends in Taiwan or other country, they can easier to join us and find some fun. And the second point is we have local community co-hosts, and that is gave us very good support, because co-work community they have very good talk about a lot of things like any IT things. So and I also want thanks, and if you have chance to Taiwan, maybe you can keep in touch with them. that is while they are. And point three is we have a lot of community in Taiwan give us help, and you can see that our OpenSUSE community there is from China, from Japan, and Taiwan, Indonesia there is very good support for us, and I must introduce Sakana, but I think a lot of people know him already. But that time he is not in Taiwan, so but he still gave us a lot of support, so we really did a very good job, but he did very good support to us, so thanks, Sakana. And about other community, some is about they provide a very good networking environment in our MU, and some open, the OCFTW means Open Culture Foundation. They do a lot of open source promotion or open source event in Taiwan, and they also give us a lot of help. So we cannot have that very good conference without them. Okay, and yep, that our community is also I want to show is our community speaker and our co-work speaker, they all attended the whole event all day, but in that day, because we don't have very good weather like those days, so people who attend Asia Summit 2012 is not so many like what we have. So that is still bad to us. Okay, and that is point. We got a lot of very strong sponsors, so thank you them very much. And okay, let me talk about something. What is special for us? The first thing is we consider about local people in Taiwan is most likely attending workshop because they want to learn something and not just learn and hear, they want also to learn by themselves. So we make a decide to have one day workshop. They invite people to join us and learn and do themselves. Then another special thing is we have a very senior contributor in Taiwan. Then we invite him to give him a special gift because he's still doing very good things with OpenSUSE Taiwan. Okay, and also because we have one co-host study area, and the member of them is a very famous Linux education blog. We call him Weber, and most people who learn or who use Mandarin will know him. So that is what our point. And okay, What more we have, very lucky, we have a very good designer, volunteer to make a lot of virtual things to us. All of those is from one volunteer, so that is why we got the chance to make this. And another one is we try to co-host release party with another distro, Ubuntu Taiwan community, and we do some very funny things, like we have a lighting talk with from different sites have different issue, and sometimes they will discuss about our difference. So it's very, very funny, and that is also good help us to promoting our OpenSUSE Asia Summit. That is before last night before OpenSUSE Asia Summit. Okay, and I want to say some what difficult to us is the first one is how to invite local people attend our event, because in Taiwan we have more than 100 event 1 year. It's been 2012, there is more than 120, I guess, in Taiwan. And every month we have more than 1,000 people for software, technical, or open source every month. So that is quite hard for us to invite people to attending our event. And in the same day, we also know there is another two conference in Taipei, and all them more than 500 people there. So it's quite hard to think about how to invite people to come. Yeah, and what we learned this time and how we do next for Taiwan OpenSUSE community. First is, I think a lot of local community who be volunteer to help 2012 Asia Summit, 2015. Then I guess they all do very well, and they all learn some skill to host the conference and the co-work, because we have a co-host. So the co-work with another community is also important, and that is, they did a very good job the time. And the next is what's next for our OpenSUSE Taiwan community. And now we are some, we meet a lot of friends there on Asia Summit, and we try to make a plan for our yearly plans is with SIP or OpenStack or and our co-host study area. Then maybe after 1 year, we can have a mini conference, mini summit for OpenSUSE in OpenSUSE Taiwan. And yep, that's, we, yeah, okay. And okay, let me introduce next journey to Asia. Now, already you maybe already know, this time OpenSUSE Asia Summit is in Indonesia. And Indonesia team, they did very good job, and they start very hard work for that. And you also can find our OSEM page. There's already have OpenSUSE Asia Summit 2016. And now they are call for papers. And because I guess that's, they will have an announcement in our news doc, OpenSUSE doc, but maybe later. So anyway, just and please submit your papers to OpenSUSE Asia Summit. Only 39 days left. And we are also once we have next OpenSUSE Asia Summit. Okay. Any question?
What plans does the Taiwan team have when it comes to things like Cost Cup? Will there be a large presence at Cost Cup, and what assistance do you need from the project for Cost Cup or the board to help you do that?
Sorry, you mean assistance?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, do you need help with Cost Cup? What help is it that you would need from the OpenSUSE board or the project or the community to make sure that OpenSUSE delivers at Cost Cup?
Yeah, for sure. We always need help. Yeah, because that is why we have yearly plan. We want more people join our community in Taiwan. So, yep.
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you very much.